Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, with an updated flight experience called Alaska Beyond, including curated entertainment, Northwest cuisine, and power at each seat. More at alaskaair.com.
Travelers to places outside the United States go for any number of reasons: to see a new culture, meet different people, speak another language, or even blend into a new place far from home. Our travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco that in most countries, there's a way to do all of those things at once. Go to a sporting event.
Matthew Brumley, you're back from Havana, and while you were there, you went to a baseball game. Who'd you see?
I did. I saw Havana versus Matanzas.
And is this like the Yankees and the Red Sox?
It is. It's a huge rivalry.
Why? Why'd you go?
I love attending sporting events when I'm overseas, simply because I love to hang out with the locals, hear about their lives and see what they love. I mean, it's just a wonderful way to become a temporary resident.
What are some fun sporting events to take in other places on the globe? Let's begin, I think, with what the rest of the world calls football.
Right. You know, I thought we got wild during a football match at a Seahawks game, but attend a Chile versus Bolivia football match / soccer match in Santiago. Their 12th man is absolutely just as loud and rowdy as ours.
Mm-hmm. So sporting events, I mean, there's soccer, which everybody knows. Cricket, we're getting a little more foreign to American sports fans. Give us an example, though, of something that might never occur to us. What's the weird sporting event that you've seen?
Well, if you find yourself in Italy in the summertime, there's an event in Florence called the Calcio Florentino, and it's a 16th century football match. It's literally the original football, Ed. It's violent. There's 27 people on each team. It takes place in the Piazza Santa Croce in the medieval city of center of Florence. It was fun to be a part of it and see how crazy the Florentine people went over this match.
That's my thing, because while I'm certainly happy when the sports teams I live closest to are doing well, I'm not necessarily a big follower of sports. What's the value for me as a traveler beyond the game in going to something like this?
Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay. So I'm in Havana last week with a group of public radio listeners, and we're watching the game and having a great time and, trying to learn the customs. Like, no alcohol is served in their stadium, so we learned that we couldn't have a cold beer. The other thing was that the Cuban Five that were just released from a Miami prison were actually there and attending the game in their VIP box. And it was very interesting to see the game stop. And the players just came by and shook the hand and paid the respects to one of the gentlemen who was just released from the Florida prison just last week. So, not only did we get a good dose of local culture, and if you love baseball, you got to see a great game, but we also got to learn about politics. I mean, it was all there in that one game, and that was really cool. And what's really great about that stadium is that there's this giant sign with these socialist slogans that says, through sports, we will reach the socialist utopia. And right behind that is a giant Coca-Cola logo that's from the 50s. So it's just layers upon layers of culture and history.
Perhaps most importantly, who won?
Oh, it was Matanzas. They wiped the floor with Havana.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and a global sports fan, as we learned this week here on KPLU every Thursday. He's the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can read more about sports around the world and tell us about some matches you might have attended by visiting our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.